Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Our children to church. Are we training our children the way they should go? For the Bible says, train a child when he's young, for when he get old, he won't depart from it. Are we seeking his face? For in 2 Chronicles, in the 7th chapter, 14th verse, it reads, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, yes, pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven, forgive them from their sins, and I will also heal the land. But the question is asked today, who are we putting our trust in? Well, I'm going to make it more modern for you, if I can. If you ask Drake, Drake has trust issues. If you ask Keisha Cole, she said trust and believe in her. If you ask Kevin Gates, he said no trust. Lil Bootsy said trust nobody. Patti LaBelle and the Blue Notes, the Bluebells, said trusting in you. We need to stop looking at others. We need to start looking in the mirror. Stop worrying about what your neighbor is doing. We need to trust in the Lord. Yes, we need to focus on ourselves. In this passage, the word acknowledge comes from a Hebrew verb, means yada, Y-A-D-A, which means to know or to recognize. Yes, we need to recognize the Lord in all our dealings and also being faithful in our commitment. We need to know that on this Christian journey, the Lord, he would give us knowledge and understanding to live and function, and have our being with his grace and mercy. On this journey, sometimes we may fall. On this journey, we may turn in the wrong direction. But by the mercy and grace of God, God has for us, he provided us with another chance. For if we have faith in God, and while we are traveling on that sharp and curvy road in life, by the Lord being such a merciful and compassionate God, if we keep traveling on that curvy road in life, we keep trusting on him, the Lord would make their curves become straight. But we need to keep our trust in the Lord. He go on to say we need to lean not to our own understanding. Yes, we gotta get out of our own mind. Worldly mind. We put the world behind us and across before us. In all ways, not some of the time. All the time we need to keep our trust in the Lord. When you go to the corner store and you ask the cashier for a $5 ticket, y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on with me. A $2 ticket and a $1 ticket. You trusting that you will get something out of one of those tickets. But we need to keep our trust in the Lord. If we keep our trust in God like we keep our trust on them tickets, hello somebody. our world will be a better place. Yes, sir. We need to keep our trust in the Lord. Yes. For the Lord shall direct our paths. I can recall when I was a young boy growing up in a pastor and a teacher household. It wasn't always cope and steady. I did things that I wanted to do, and mom and daddy would always find out. I go to school, I do something wrong at school. Back then, the community was together. The teachers at the school knew your mom and dad. They knew your families. The principal knew your family. The bus drivers knew your family. I do something wrong at school, I got a whooping from the teacher. I got a whooping from the principal. Got on the bus, got a whooping from the bus driver. Got home, got a whooping from my mama. Daddy got home, got a whooping from daddy. Grandma called me, come around the corner, got a whooping from grandma. But back then, we had trust. The community can raise your kids back then. Adults can chastise your children back then. You can leave your windows and your doors open back then. Trust goes a long way. We shall keep our trust in the Lord. Again, he shall direct our paths, and we should not lean to our own understanding. But in all ways, acknowledge the Lord.
Yes.
And for he will direct our path.
Yes.
By the Lord being such a merciful God, the Lord looked beyond all our evil faults and still supplying our needs.
Yes.
Kids, you might not have gotten everything you wanted from Christmas. But the Lord supplied you with another chance. Another day is another blessing. We as adults see others with things they want. But the Lord gave us everything we need. So we need to be mindful of our own. The Lord has done for us. I am not going to hold you too long. But I thank you, Lord, for another chance. Lord, you've been so good to me. Yeah, you woke me right early this morning. Yes, you started me, yes, right on my way. Yes, thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been, yes, my water when I was thirsty. Ah, you've been my clothes on my back. Can I get a witness up here? Lord, you've been my way out of no way. Have I got a witness over here? Ah, you've been my shelter in a time of a storm. Ain't the Lord all right? Father God, I'm coming to you today. Thanking you, Lord, for another day. Just another day that the Lord has made. Have I got a witness in here? Don't get too hype on me. But I need your help this morning. Can I preach it like I know it? Ah, Jesus, I'm calling on you. Lord, you've been a rock in a weary land. You need to trust him this morning. Have I got a witness in here? Jesus, I'm calling on your name. Ah, no other name I know if thou withdraw himself from me, shall I go? Ain't the Lord all right? You need to ask somebody who your trust is in. Turn to me a favor. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, neighbor, who your trust is in. Are you leaning and depending on the Lord? Yes, ain't the Lord all right? Jesus, I know he will make everything all right. Jesus, yes, he's my Alpha and Omega, my beginning and the end. Ain't the Lord all right? Jesus, I love you this morning. Jesus, can I get it? Can I get it like I want it? Jesus, I love calling your name. Y'all have to excuse me, but at the name of Jesus, devils begin to tremble. At the name of Jesus, chains begin to fall. At the name of Jesus, hell get bust wide open. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all looking at an alcoholic. I used to be an alcoholic. I know who Jim Beam was. I knew who Mad Dog 2020 was. But, Jesus, your grace and mercy walk me through. I'm living this moment because of you. Jesus, y'all looking at an old dope dealer. I sold more dope than they selling dope now. But I tell you what, the Lord been so good and so kind to me that he died for my sin. I'm a living witness. He died for yours. Ain't the Lord all right? He brought me through all a thousand trials. Jesus, I love calling your name. Jesus, my Alpha and Omega, my lily of the valley. Can I call him a little longer? Jesus, one for the Father. One for the Son, Jesus. One for the Holy Ghost. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Jesus. Yes, my Lord. They put him on an old rugged cross. Yes, they did. They hung him high. They dressed him wide. But he didn't stay right there. Sunday morning, he got up, got off the old clothes, put on the new clothes. Yes, he did. Jesus shook the dust off his boots. Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hearn Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible.